Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 5, and talk to you about what money can't buy. Here we go, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 5. Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. This verse concerns a general in the army of Syria named Naaman. Naaman was a great and honorable man, and a man of great courage and strength. We find that about him in verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman was a success by almost any measure, but he was a leper. His leprosy was not only a disgusting disease, but it was also a death sentence. Eventually, he would die from this normally incurable disease. Through a servant girl, Naaman heard that there was a prophet in Israel who could heal him. Elisha was a true prophet of the living God, and though he could not do miracles simply as he pleased to do them, God used Elisha many times to do miraculous things. Naaman asked his boss, the king of Syria, if he could go to enemy territory, that is Israel, to ask a prophet among Syria's enemies for healing from this disgusting, deadly disease. The king gave permission, and Naaman went. Our verse tells us that Naaman brought the following things to pay the prophet who could heal him. He brought 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Here's the point. This was a lot of money. A talent was generally thought to be about 75 pounds or 33 kilograms. At today's prices, 10 talents of silver were worth almost $160,000. A shekel can be estimated to be about 12 grams or about half an ounce. At today's prices, 6,000 shekels of gold were worth almost $3 million. And we can give a low estimate to the value of 10 changes of clothing. Let's say that it's about $5,000. So in total, Naaman brought more than $3,142,000 at today's exchange rates. Now, more than $3 million is a lot of money. But all that money couldn't bring Naaman life or happiness. Naaman was willing to spend that much money to get something that God would give to him freely. Now, if we could pay to get to heaven, how much would people pay for that? How much would people pay to be made right with God? How much would people pay to have true, meaningful purpose in life? To have their guilt erased? To have their sins forgiven? Naaman needed something that only God could bring to him, and God would bring it through a prophet, a man of God's word. God and his word have treasure for you that money can't buy. In a prayer to God, Psalm 119, verse 72 says this, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." Naaman was about to receive something that money could not buy. Friend, here's the question. Have you received the greatest things from God? The things that money can't buy? These are things for you to receive from God today by faith.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.